And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. Say, have you ever wondered why there's so many recipes for cakes? Every cookbook you look at has a chapter on cakes, and each recipe looks different. Maybe just because we like cakes so much here in this country. So naturally, good cooks like yourself are always thinking up new ways to make cakes taste better. That's probably the reason New Sure Mix Crisco is such a favorite shortening. Because this amazing new Crisco can make your cakes taste better than ever. That's a fact. We don't know of a single other home shortening that offers you the three exclusive cake-making advantages you now get in Crisco. Just listen to them. With the new Crisco, you can make cakes that are lighter, cakes that are smoother in texture, yes, and cakes that taste better than you've ever made before. Now, that's because Sure Mix Crisco is different from other shortenings. Yes, ma'am, thanks to a special process, only Crisco can now offer you those three exclusive advantages for your cakes. Why, Crisco even acts differently in your mixing bowl. With Crisco, you get a cake batter that's really a honey, smoother than anything you've ever seen before. And you know what that's going to mean to your cakes, don't you? Why, recently, hundreds of women just like you tested this new Crisco for cakes. Yes, in homes clear across the country, housewives compared Crisco with their favorite cake shortening. Now, that meant cakes baked with Crisco were compared to cakes baked with every type of shortening. And what do you suppose happened? Why, when these women asked their families to choose the cakes they liked best, the vote was 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. So, why not try Crisco for your cakes, hmm? And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry, 4-1 for better-tasting fried foods. That was the family vote, 4-1, for new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. Young Rush Gook has lately departed to attend the first show at the Bijou Moving Picture Theater, leaving his parents to spend a restful season at home. Vic seems to have made an observation verging on the controversial, for we hear his wife saying with some emphasis,
"I'm certainly not going to do any marching."
Well, no marching's required of you.
I don't even want to be involved. Better just leave me out altogether.
Well, heck, let me tell you what this is.
I'm busy enough without getting mixed up in your lodge stuff.
That remark sounds just a shade harsh, Sadie.
Person don't mean to sound harsh, of course, and I'm not belittling your lodge the least bit, but I got my own thing I belong to, Thimble Club, and I think you ought to keep your organization separate.
You're jumping at frightening conclusions without cause, kiddo. There's nothing alarming in the matter I'm trying to tell you about.
Hmm.
You won't have to do any marching. You won't have to lift your little finger.
You mentioned something about me being on a marching team.
If you permit me, I'll explain.
Hmm.
Will you permit me?
Go ahead. Seems like every other day some darn lodge trash comes along to upset a person.
There's no occasion for being upset in the present instance, Sadie.
All right.
This afternoon, I received a long-distance telephone call from H.K. Fleeber.
Hmm.
That name is familiar, I trust.
Grovelman, South Carolina guy.
H.K. Fleeber is a consolidated kitchenware official of some importance. H.K. Fleeber is also an active and energetic worker in the sacred stars of the Milky Way.
He belongs to your all-star marching team. I appreciate who he is. What do you want, long distance?
You titter and guffaw. Why?
Oh, I don't know. Every time you come home with stuff about your lodge, it always turns out to be a headache.
In that case, perhaps it would be best to change the subject. How's old Lady Harris feeling these days? I hope the continued cold weather in no wise affects her health. I see by the...
Oh, program... go ahead. What did what's-his-name want, long distance?
What's his name?
H.K. Fleeber. Quit being so touchy.
Am I the touchy one? I no more than opened my mouth a minute ago when you jumped down my collar without letting me explain.
All right. H.K. Fleeber called up this afternoon.
Yes. He told me about a little idea he'd cooked up.
What was his little idea?
As you're aware, H.K. Fever, myself, and eight other members of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way were recently selected to make up the roster of an honorary organization known as the All-Star Marching Team.
Yes, I know all about that.
Do you?
All I've heard for the last month.
Then perhaps you can name me off the personnel of the All-Star Marching Team.
Could do it in my sleep.
Well, let's hear you.
Oh, Lance.
No, go ahead. Let's hear you.
You and H.K. Fleeber.
Two.
Robert and Slobbert Hick.
Four.
Y.Y. Flirch.
Five.
K.K.K.K.K.K.K. somebody.
You refer to J.J.J.J. Stenbolt?
Yeah.
Six.
Some man in Detroit.
What's his name?
Jellyman.
Bellyman.
Mm-hmm.
O.X. Bellyman.
How many's that?
Seven.
How many altogether?
Ten.
I guess those seven are all I remember.
You said you could name them all off in your sleep.
Oh, well, Lance.
I, Edson Box, and Harry Fye of Lester, Nebraska. Homer U. McDancy of East Brain, Oregon.
Oh, sure, that McDancy gink.
So far, so good. Now, here's what H.K. Fleeber's little idea is.
Mm-hmm.
He feels it would be a fine, appropriate gesture if an organization to be known as the Ladies Auxiliary All-Star March...
I'm not going to march.
You don't have to march. Who said anything about your marching? Forget about marching.
Well, that certainly sounds...
Would you let a poor halfwit tell me what he's trying to tell?
Go ahead, but I'm not going to march.
Would you mind handing me the piece of newspaper there by your feet, Sadie? I have not as yet read the financial page.
Oh, tell what you want to tell. H.K. Fleeber's going to get up a ladies' auxiliary marching team. Who's going to be on it? Wives of you all-star fellows?
Yes.
Well...
Members of the Ladies Auxiliary All-Star Marching Unit serve merely in an honorary capacity. An honorary capacity and nothing more. There would be no necessity for actual marching.
Hmm.
Do you have that fact fixed in your mind now?
Hmm.
Do you or don't you?
Yeah. What next?
It is not altogether improbable that we ten fellas, myself, H.K. Fleeber, Robert and Slobbert Hink, J.J.J.J.
Stumper... It's not altogether improbable that you ten fellas do what?
Get together at some time, ready.
Uh-huh.
In that event, H.K. Fleeber feels it would be nice to have the ladies' auxiliary in on the celebration.
Uh-huh.
He feels that if we could ever arrange to assemble for a banquet or a picnic or some such function, it would be most agreeable and charming for all concerned.
Hmm.
Do you agree?
I suppose.
All right, then. That's what I had to tell and all I had to tell.
I never meant to be mean about it, Vic.
Perfectly all right.
I'm glad to get included in your nice lodge trash.
Think no more about it.
Some of your marching team fellows don't have wives, do they?
The majority of them don't have wives.
Well, the ladies' auxiliary won't be very large then, will it?
The full complement of members is to be reached in different ways.
How do you mean?
Well, H.K. Fleeber wants 10 ladies in the group. Since there aren't 10 wives, he plans to augment the roster by having the various fellas provide other persons.
Oh?
As it happens, only 4 guys on the All-Star Marching Team are married men.
You and H.K. Fleeber and who else?
I, Edson Box, and Harry Fye.
Oh.
Leave 6 lugs who have to provide substitutes.
Substitutes?
Yes, to make up a quota of 10 ladies.
Hmm.
O.X. Bellyman of Detroit, Michigan, for instance, has a sister.
Oh.
His sister will be offered membership in the ladies' auxiliary.
Uh-huh.
Homer U. McDancy of East Brain, Oregon, has only one female relative, his grandmother.
Grandmother?
Yes. Probably she will be offered membership in the ladies' auxiliary.
How old is Homer U. McDancy?
47.
His grandma, then, must be a pretty elderly lady.
In her 90s, I believe, but very active and healthy.
I don't imagine she'll want to march much.
Sadie, how many times must I tell you there's to be no marching?
Well, ladies' auxiliary marching team sticks in a person's noodle, there's marching in connection.
Mm-hmm.
How about Larry Pye and O. Epson Fox?
Harry Fye and I. Edson Buck.
Yeah. What ladies they going to supply?
Harry Fye plans to be married early in the year 1948. His fiancée, a Miss Gilly McDermott, will represent him on the ladies' auxiliary.
I, Edson Box.
I, Edson Box.
How about him?
I. Edson Box has a grown daughter by a previous marriage. I understand her name is to be submitted for membership.
Going to be kind of a mixed-up outfit.
In what way?
I mean, when we all get together for this dandy picnic, we'll have wives and sisters and sweethearts and grandmothers and daughters and everything else.
I see no objections to such an assemblage.
Oh.
I wonder if you'd kindly hand me that piece of newspaper there by your foot. I've not as yet read the financial page.
Hey, how about Robert and Slobbert Hink?
Robert and Slobbert Hink?
Uh-huh.
H.K. Fleaver advised me this afternoon that, being only slightly acquainted around Hoopson, they're unable to provide anybody except their landlady.
Their landlady?
Yes.
Ah!
Is that funny?
Yeah.
Very well. It is funny.
Is this landlady going to represent Robert and Slobbert both?
She will represent Robert. Slobbert will be represented by a cousin of the landlady's, now living in China.
China?
An oriental nation far across the sea.
She won't be able to attend many of our jolly picnics. No, but actually, I think H.K. Fleaver's ladies' auxiliary marching team is a terrible bunch of trash. O.X. Bellarmine's sister and Homer U. McDancy's grandmother, Harry Fye's sweetheart, I. Epson Fox's daughter, Robert Hink's landlady, Slobbert Hink's landlady's cousin in China. Seems to me when we spread our picnic lunch out on the grass and everybody helps us
very
up
well,
to the sandwich,
Sadie.
It'll be like some crowd of mixed
That's
up.
That's enough, Sadie. Just forget the whole thing.
Well, one sure thing. I'm not going to march.
Sadie.
What?
Kindly hand me that piece of newspaper there by your foot. I have not as yet read the financial page.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until tomorrow. You know, sure as I'm standing here, there's one thing certain, and that is you can make your cakes taste better when you use the new Sure Mix Crisco. Remember, Sure Mix Crisco is different from other shortenings. Thanks to a special process, this new Crisco can now promise you three exclusive new cake-making advantages. Lighter cakes, smoother textured cakes, cakes that taste better than you can make them with any other home shortening we know of. Why, recently, housewives all over the country tested this new Crisco for cakes. Cakes they baked with Crisco compared to those made with every type of shortening. And when their families chose the cakes they preferred, they voted 4-1 for cakes made with Crisco over all the other shortenings combined. So try Crisco for your cakes, will you? And remember, it wasn't only 4-1 for lighter cakes, but 4-1 for flakier pastry. 4-1 for better tasting fried foods. That was the family vote. 4-1 for new Sure Mix Crisco. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade tomorrow. This is Mel Allen speaking.